just explain. The true mother is Black America. None other than Miss Black America. She cried tears of success. We wish her long happiness.
Miss Black America.
Miss Black America. We're so proud of you, Miss Black America. Ooh, Miss Black America. I'm so proud, I'm so proud.
Miss Black America.
Miss Black America.
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine. Yes, we've got the feeling and we're all squealing, and it's Saturday night. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for the next 3 hours, gang, listening to early blues rock. See, we had the blues, and then thanks to Alan Lomax and a bunch of other people, way back in like the 40s and 50s, they went over to Europe and found an audience much bigger than one in the U.S., and planted little seeds that grew up into, you know, the Rolling Stones and John Mayhall and all that kind of stuff. So that is what we are going to check out tonight. We are going to get things started by going to a band that had a huge hit in the mid-70s, couldn't get it right, with the third version of the band's name. They started as this, changed to that, and then changed to that. But back in 1970, they were known as the Climax Chicago Blues Band, and guitar godness? I don't know. Give a listen.
Everybody's talking about the seventh son in the whole rotten world. There is only one, and I'm the one. Well, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come past. I can do things for you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. Tell if your woman's got another man, 'cause I'm the one. Well, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. I can talk these words, they will sound so sweet. Gonna even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal the sick or raise the dead. I can make little girls talk out their hair, 'cause I'm the one. Well, I'm the one.
need love. Gonna have that love. Gonna give you that love. Gonna give it your day or night. Make you feel so good. Make you feel alright. Make you feel so good.
Yeah! on down home. I shouldn't stay with you, no. Baby, why did I go wrong? Yeah, baby. Baby. Don't tell me you just want some more. Pretty little baby. Don't tell me you just want some more. Yes, all my good loving down on a killing floor. Well, Lord knows I should have been gone. Well, Lord knows, yeah, Lord knows I should have been gone. And I wouldn't be lightly on a killing floor singing this song.
All right, that was the Ainsley Dunbar's Retaliation. Mean Old World featuring Victor Prox on vocals, who was apparently Jimi Hendrix's first favorite white blues singer. They used to hang out with the band, him and Eric Burdon and Ainsley Dunbar. Whenever they were in London, they would all get together. The Retaliation had a residency somewhere, and they all used to hang out and jam and that kind of thing. That was from 69, Dr. Dunbar's Prescription, their second album. Before that, we heard from Tramline with their cover of Killing Floor. Tramline featured Mick Moody on guitar, who would go on to play with Juicy Lucy and later make a ton of money as the guitarist of Whitesnake. I just love that. And here he is back in 1968 playing some British blues. That is off the Tramline album Somewhere Down the Line. Prior to that, we heard from Killing Floor. Of course there's a band named Killing Floor. And they were good too, man. We heard their cover of Woman, You Need Love, which came out in 69, the same year that Led Zeppelin completely buried that song. That is off the Killing Floor album, as I said, from 69. The guitarist there was Mick Clark. He played with a bunch of bands that we play on Classic Rock Mine. And the rhythm section would go on to play with Rory Gallagher. Prior to that, we heard from Love Sculpture featuring Dave Edmunds on guitar. Yeah, Dave Edmunds on guitar, man, with his cover of 3 O'Clock Blues. That's off of Blues Helping from 68. And we started that set off way back when with the Climax Chicago Blues Band and their version of Seventh Son, which came out, I think this was like their third or fourth album, A Lot of Bottle. From 1970. But man, the guitar playing in that was just insane. I mean, I should have looked up the guy's name, but I'm lazy and I didn't. But man, it really reminded me of Johnny Winter and, the really fast Alvin Lee, like those guys, except I almost want to say it's more melodic than Johnny Winter. Who's to say? But great guitar playing. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are here until 11 o'clock, kids, playing the best classic blues rock that you have never heard, like everything I just heard. You're not going to hear any of it on the radio, and you should, or at least you should have back in the day. So we go back in the day. In fact, we're going back in the day let's go back to 1970. We started in 1970. Let's go back to 1970. But this time we are going to Australia. Now in 1970, there was a guy who led a band, like sort of a beat band, that had been around in Australia since like 63 or 64. He saw the tide turning in music, fired a bunch of guys, and rebuilt the band into a much heavier band with a really outrageous guitarist by the name of Lobby Lloyd, who I play a lot. Here is their cover of Gangster of Love, which Johnny Watson wrote and, Steve Miller had a big hit with. But you gotta hear this version, man. This is freaking awesome. So as I will say many times over the course of my lifetime, dig it and dig it deep.
All right. Jesse James and Billy the Kid and all the rest. There used to be some bad cats way out there in the West, until they met me and my gangster ways. They've hung a
they say, that man there, he's the gangster of love. Now I jumped on my white horse Cadillac and then I rode across the borderline. I wrote 55 girls and s***ed them all at the very same time. I loaded 45 or 50 on a streamline freight. There's $1 million reward for me in each and every state. The sheriff said, hey, are you Billy Thorpe? In a very deep voice. I said, yes, sir, Mr. the sheriff. That's your wife on the back of my horse. I'm a gangster of love. I'm a gangster of love. Yes, and when I walk into a bar, from near and far, they say he's the gangster. All right. Jumped on my white horse Cadillac and I rode across the borderline. I wrote 55 girls and s***ed them all at the very same time. I loaded 45 or 50 on a streamlined freight. There's $1 million reward for me in each and every state. The sheriff said, hey, are you Billy Thorpe? In a very, very, very deep voice. I said, yes, sir, Mr. Sheriff, that
your wife on the back of my horse. And I'm a gangster of love. Say, hey, that man, he's a gangster. They say he's a gangster.
Thank you.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance of recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. catch up with you, love. I'm gonna love you. Come on now.